Listen, there's a lot to learn when growing and scaling your business.
That's why we created the Business Choreography Podcast, where we talk about choreographing your marketing, operations, and sales into dynamic systems that increase your revenue and your impact.
We'll explore solid business principles and discuss all things that make businesses dance to success with clarity.
We'll help you figure out where the holes are in your business and what you can do to fix them. Think of us as your official business choreographers, aka your insider growth strategists.
Remember, your choreography matters. Welcome to the Business Choreography Podcast. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Business Choreography, backstage and behind the scenes, where we talk about the planning and composition of the parts and pieces of business that make up the experience you deliver to your audience, your team, and you. I'm your host, former professional ballroom dancer, business investor, and official business choreographer, Michael Johnson. Today, visiting us on the show is Ryan Linsky. Ryan is the visionary founder of Compound My Business, and he's on a mission to empower business owners to become financially unstoppable. With nearly a decade of experience in the finance industry, Ryan witnessed firsthand the flaws in traditional finance and retirement systems, where customer interests all too often take a back seat. Determined to make a difference, he set out to truly live the fiduciary standard, committed to always prioritizing his clients' needs above his own. Let's get Ryan on stage and chatting with us, because I can't wait to hear more from him today. So, Ryan, thank you so much for joining us on the show today. It's a pleasure to have you.
Absolutely. I'm super excited to be here.
Awesome. Fun. Well, we love to be able to ask you all sorts of things. You know, there's so much to catch up on and chat with you about and learn about. I'm going to direct a lot of our audience to go find you. We're going to put the links in the descriptions for them to find you and some cool stuff that you're sharing too at the end. But the links will be in the descriptions. But we're going to jump right in to our very first segment and kind of just take you down the path. Are you ready to go?
Bring it on. Let's roll.
All right, let's do it. Choreo Confessions, the unscripted reality, where we talk about choreography that fell apart or just didn't work, and we want to know why. All right, so business choreography and Choreo Confessions. This part is super fun. We are all guilty of planning and preparing and getting things ready. And we want to know about a piece of choreography that you've built in your business or for a business along the way that you just put a lot of effort into. You really did the whole nine yards for it, and then it just completely fell apart and you had to recover from there.
Absolutely. Well, where do I start? There's so many, right? I think that's just kind of part of the journey as an entrepreneur, is you fail forward type of thing. Say about 7 years ago, I started helping my wife transition her trauma therapy practice from brick and mortar to online. And selling trauma therapy, so many people need it, but so few people actually want to get it, right? It's like, who wants to like uncover those deep, dark secrets that no one wants to face? And anyway, so there were so many learning experiences in that whole endeavor that it makes it tough to kind of pick out one. But I mean, we had multiple failed launches throughout that process. I mean, we launched courses that sold one to two people. You know, our first course, we got like one person on, right? Wow. And it was one of those things putting months of time into, and then, okay, this is what we needed to tweak. Okay, we're going to refine this. I'm going to spend hours diving into the video production aspect of it and ramp up our video production. Okay, let's go for round two and sell three of them, you know? And it's one of those things where I think it just becomes one of those ongoing learning experiences. I couldn't necessarily point out one specific case. I think for all entrepreneurs that are just starting out, it's one of those things where you have this great idea for something, and then when you go to execute it, what you realize is that there are literally a million moving pieces when it comes to a business. When you're especially on in the online realm, I mean, brick and mortar is one thing. Online realm is a whole nother ball of wax to unpack. And there are so many moving pieces that depend on each other. And it's a constant refinement. So, I mean, I would say that that is probably what fell apart was just the whole launch in general, right? Like the whole thing just crumbling before us on multiple occasions. And then I think what was most important for me was reflecting back on what we did, like where we could improve, right? And not and not letting that become the thing that like threw us off the end. It's like, okay, we're done with this. Like it's not working. No, okay, we know that this can work. We're seeing it work. How do we make it work? What do we need to adjust? The fine tuning, the messaging. That's what ended up becoming the main thing for us with that, with her business, is the messaging, you know, because that you, and it's like that with every business, but especially in like trauma therapy, where it's, again, it's something that so many people need, but very few people are really actively searching out help because it's something that they don't want to address at that time. And so the messaging became a big part for us.
That's huge. What would you advise others to do that have made that maybe they're in that stage where they've run one or two launches just like you and they fell apart? Because I feel like that's just sort of a part, like you said, it's a part of the, you know, cutting your teeth in business. But what would you suggest to them that they do to just kind of keep going?
For me, the biggest thing was implementing like launch debriefs, right? Like sitting down and having like a thorough evaluation of what we did, where we went wrong, what went well. I think that that's a big part too, is like, what did go well? Like, what are the things that we're proud of on this? Even if we sold one thing, you know, whether it was the video production, whether it was the course that we put together, what pieces did we really like that we want to continue forward? Where did we fall flat on our faces, and where can we adjust? And then not only where can we adjust, but where can we find the right resources, how can we educate ourselves? How can we level up our skills in that area before we go about this again? So, because I think for a lot of people, it's kind of, you just keep on banging your head against the wall, waiting till, you know, things start to fall into place versus approaching it more strategically of like, okay, this was, you know, our messaging was off. Okay, let's really dive into copywriting and really like cut our teeth on there and really get like, you know, really hone that in, and then we'll move forward. Okay. And then, okay. But, you know, going at it very strategically, I think for me was a big learning piece versus just, okay, we're just going to try it again. We're just going to try it again. Okay. Like, this didn't work. How can I learn do this better? Like, what resources, trainings, things like that can I go through? What books can I read to really level up those skills?
I love that. All right, let's jump into our next segment. Here we go.
All right.
Current Events Choreo, exploring today's choreography, where we talk about the best piece of choreography in the news or current events. All right, Current Events Choreo. This one's fun. I love to grab everybody's perspective. We all see the world differently. And I think it's so easy to think that everybody sees the world the way we do. But in this particular section, I want to talk a little bit about what you're seeing going on in the world that's great choreography from other businesses. They could be a huge business or a solo business. Like, what kind of business choreography are you seeing in current events that is just really cool?
Something that I've really found fascinating, an approach that I've seen a few kind of high level influencers and, you know, movers and shakers start to implement, is the use of Google Documents as like a lead magnet, and using that to kind of warm up your audience in a way that is, they don't feel like they're being sold to. There was one that I came across a little while ago, and I mean, everything's highlighted. It's like, it looks like a mess. Right. Like if I were to like pull it up, I'd be like, and then as I start picking this apart, I'm like, this is all intentional, the way that they're putting this together, because at no point during this, I'm getting all this value out of it, but at no point do I feel like I'm sitting down and like reading a piece of sale, like a sales letter, or I'm like watching a sales video, but it is taking me through this process and educating me, but then also guiding me in the direction of wanting to work with them at the end of it. So that's something I've seen a handful of people do. And that's just kind of popped up into my realm of things in the last few months that I've been really intrigued by. I think that it's a really interesting approach for kind of warming up your audience and kind of getting people familiar with what you do in a really confrontational way, but it's a non-formal way of doing it that I found really effective.
Well, and it's so funny because with that play, with that piece of choreography, there's so much that goes into it. I mean, the copywriting that goes into it, the plan of how to deliver that, getting that link to them, making sure it's something that they can access and get to, because if they don't access it, then it's no good. And the copy being so well choreographed to get them to continue reading, you know, and one of our favorite old time copywriters would always say, you know, your sentence that you're on, the only job of that sentence is to get them to read the next sentence. And that's it. And like you were saying, exactly, with the highlights and all that kind of stuff, like, so cool when you see something like that crafted well, because their whole goal in writing it is just get you to read the next piece, just get you to read the next section, get you to read the next part. And like you said, you didn't feel sold. I love that. And that just speaks volumes about the person who wrote it. But not only that, and I think that's where a lot of people fall short when it comes to it. And that's why we like to talk about choreography, is because it's not just that. That in itself is a beautiful piece of choreography, but it's all the stuff that happened beforehand to get them to that point where they would do that. And then all the stuff that happens after that, once you decide to take action. And I don't know, I just think it's beautiful.
Yeah.
How cool. And to see something like that, like, so many people try to do such complicated things, and yet that's pretty straightforward, right? Like, hey, do you want this document on this? I'll give it to you.
Exactly. And not like just like, hey, like I have this thing, and you'll get a bunch of value inside of it. Has a link to a masterclass that they're doing that then is feeding you into, like, getting you, you know, moving along the process. And it's really fascinating to see that. And it's one of those things where, you know, I kind of like during COVID, like when there was like this major shift in video production, where all of a sudden this like low quality, like filmed with your camera, like your phone, all of a sudden would perform far better than like a studio setup in the right piece of the funnel, right? But it was like on like social media, all of a sudden people were getting far better results by just having this like low quality kind of video of them just kind of walking around outside talking to their phone versus like this like full professional setup. So, but then it's all strategic, it's all intentional, right? But to the untrained eye, it just comes off as like, oh, this is just some dude that's walking around in the forest and, you know, just spitballing about, you know, how to invest his money. But then then you start breaking it down. It's like, oh, okay. Like when you have the eyes to see, all of a sudden you're like, oh, okay, this is, I get it. I get what you're doing. I see you, type of thing. So
I love that. All right, let's move into the next one. This one's kind of fun. We want to keep it lighthearted, but get down to the roots of it. Here we go.
Okay.
Choreo Crap, exposing the bad choreo, where we expose the worst pieces of choreography that have been purchased. This one's kind of funny and kind of fun, but I feel like so many times we talk about all the good stuff and we talk about our successes and whatnot. And so I've tried to pull out some of your experiences along the way, but this one I feel like is so important. We've all bought crap for our business. And we, you know, like I always tease and say, you know, what's the high ticket? What high ticket item did you buy? And you just kind of look back at it and go, what happened? Like, that was not good. It wasn't good choreography. It was not good money spent. I mean, I'm an eternal optimist, so I always look back and go, well, I had to learn something from it. But still, I've spent some really bad money on some really bad choreography. Tell us about something you've done that with.
Okay. Yeah, no, for sure. Like you, I always try and look back, and I always think that there's a lesson to be learned, right? Even if it was, don't spend money on someone that doesn't know what they're doing, but there's always a lesson to be found. But that my biggest personal learning curve and it happened with when we were launching my wife's business, was we were at a big conference, bunch of entrepreneurs, and started talking with somebody and ended up kind of bringing them on in a consulting role. And only to kind of later find out that they were at that very time going through a coaching program on how to consult entrepreneurs. And so the entire process, they're literally relaying information from their coach to them, to us. And it, the biggest takeaway that I learned personally from that was to under promise and over deliver versus the other way around, because it was the total other way around. We were really struggling with our Facebook ads and she's like, oh, for sure. I got a guy that can do that and we'll totally get that dialed in. And then when we started talking with the guy, he was like, I don't know what she's talking about. Like, oh, yes, no, that's what I do, but like, you'll have to hire me on. And it's like, you know, another $10,000, whatever. It was just like one of those things where it was like, man, like it all sounded good. It all sounded really awesome. And she was going to solve all of our problems. And it turned out not to be. And so, I mean, that was the biggest purchase, high ticket purchase that we've ever made that we look back on constantly and think, okay, what could we have done differently here other than just not buying it? But like, okay, what more due diligence could we have done? What kind of, it just goes back to the over-promising, under-delivering, you know? Right. I think that, and that's why I personally take the approach of I'd rather under-deliver or under-promise, over-deliver. And it was just the delivery of it all ended up being really shoddy. All the content ended up being really narrow. It was a learning experience to say the least. That's for sure.
What would you do differently if you were one of our listeners? Like how could they, I mean, is it something that every one of us just has to go through, do you think? Or what would you tell them different? Because it's still important to get leverage. It's still important to get that help.
Absolutely. I think getting the right help is one of the most important pieces that people starting out, you know, that they don't get the help when they need it. I think that is something that holds people back most often is trying to do everything themselves, trying to learn everything themselves. And it prolongs the process exponentially, right? You know, and that's a whole nother topic. But as far as things to take away, kind of things that people can learn is there are a million pieces of training, courses, books, consultants out there that are really good at selling what they do, right? That are really good at marketing what they do and are really good at selling their program. And it is a continuous rabbit hole that I find entrepreneurs getting in where it's kind of two ends of the spectrum, right? Like some people are trying to do it all themselves and they won't invest in education and getting the help that they need. And then other people are constantly buying the next product and service thinking that it's going to solve all their problems. Right. And so I think that it's finding that balance where if you're stuck, getting the right help at the right time can make massive, massive massive differences in what your results you're getting. But at the same time, you really need to understand exactly what you need, right? And exactly where you're finding your pain points and then seeking out things to address those pain points versus just getting in this rabbit hole. We're constantly, especially as you start searching this stuff out, social media and things, then it's like, it's just all the time. It's just constant. There's all these business development programs and groups and products that all of a sudden you're like, oh, that looks really good. Oh, I think I need that. Oh, I think I need that. And it's like, whoa, 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 slow down. What do you really need at this point in time? And then find a few different options and find one that you feel is going to kind of fit into that most effectively for you at this point. If you need help with copywriting, buying a course on how to talk on stage, the talking on stage is a very important piece of what you do, depending on what you sell and everything, but it might not be the thing that's going to swing the door the most for you at that point in time. right?
Right.
So then all of a sudden you get distracted. All of a sudden you're doing this course, you're doing that course, you're doing this course, and then you're not really doing anything. You're not making any progress because you're so overwhelmed and consumed with just trying to consume content that you're not actually implementing any of it.
Right. So. Right. I love that. All right. We're going to move into the next segment. And this is my favorite part. Here we go.
Okay.
Choreo Confidential, the secret sauce, where we talk about insider secrets that make businesses dance to success. All right, here's where we dig into your secret sauce, the stuff that you're doing and the stuff that's going on in your world right now. And I know there's a lot. You and I have had a number of conversations, so you can pick one or we can dig into more if you'd like. But what two things, two parts. One, what's something that's working in your business, kind of the secret choreography going on behind this that's working and that you're building? And two, what is more about the secret sauce of what you do? You help people with retirement and the planning of it and getting all set. I want to know more about it. I want to share that with everybody else because you're doing some cool stuff.
Absolutely. For me, I would say my secret has been surrounding myself with the right people. I think that that has been a big game changer. And I'll dive into this here in a little bit with how I've kind of put together and kind of constructed my company. But really what I found is that there are, I'm not an expert in everything. As much as I would love to be, if you do everything, you do nothing, as they say. And so for me, finding the right people to surround myself with has made all the difference in the world for me and my growth and what I'm doing. It makes a huge difference to find people that are extremely passionate about what they do and are successful in doing what they do, and then finding ways to collaborate, right? I love the collaboration process. I love working with entrepreneurs. It's one of those things that working with business owners is, for me, one of the most rewarding pieces of what I do, whether that's collaborating professionally or working with my clients. But it's surrounding myself with the right people, and I think that can be said of any successful people in large organizations. They don't do it all themselves, right? And there are extremely successful people that don't really know all, like aren't the best in what they do, but they surround themselves with the right people, with the best people, and then it lifts everybody up. And I think that that's been one of the biggest aha moments for me over the last years is stop trying to do it all myself. Surround yourself with people that are successful, that are doing things, and then figure out ways to collaborate. And it's really interesting when you approach it from a collaborative space versus like a, what can I get from you? It's like, right. How can I help you? Then it changes the whole dynamic of everything. And it's really amazing just how many people are out there that are willing to collaborate if if you can kind of show the value that you can bring to them. And it's not necessarily just selling your product or service to them, but there are networking opportunities, there's product development opportunities, there's all sorts of opportunities out there when you're connecting with the right people and leveraging the expertise of those that you come in contact with.
I love that. And I asked for, some of the secret sauce. I didn't realize you were going to give us the entire secret. That was, this is good stuff. This is exactly.
I never hold my cards close. I lay all the cards out all the time. It's a blessing and a curse,
I love it. I love it. Well, tell us more about how you're doing that and the things you're doing to serve entrepreneurs. I mean, you're doing some really cool stuff. Share with us a little bit more about what's going on right now in your world.
Yeah, for sure. So I'm the founder of Compound My Business. We're a consulting company. And kind of as you mentioned in the intro, like our main goal is to help business owners become financially unstoppable. And we do that by implementing compound growth strategies into their business. And so kind of building on that idea of compound growth, compound interest, the idea of, your initial investment earning interest, and then those earning interest, and then that earning an interest, and then it grows exponentially, right? But interest, money is not the only thing that can grow exponentially. Like success can grow exponentially. And so by leveraging the right, you know, implementing the right systems, strategies, people, you can, you know, successfully capitalize on the prior success that you've had and build upon that to exponentially grow your business. And that's kind of the foundation of what we do with Compound My Business. How I've gone about building this is exactly what I just talked about. I have spent months strategically pulling together what I call the dream team, right? But it's essentially a suite of partners, a suite of experts that are all, you know, have successful businesses in their specific niches, their areas of interest. And then I will go about and, to steal your term, choreograph. I'll collaborate with them to make sure that we're meeting our clients' needs and help them grow and scale their business, optimize their finances, and then ultimately with a focus on building out their retirement. I come from the finance industry. I'm a financial advisor. I had a long road of getting to where I am. And for a while, I was a holistic health practitioner. So I did, you know, Eastern medicine and all sorts of stuff. But with that, but what that led me to do is to really look at how I can approach the business process from a holistic view, right? That's a really kind of overused term, but really in what I've built here is, in my opinion, the first like truly comprehensive consulting company where we bring in all the right partners that can meet the needs of a business owner that's going from launching their company all the way up to doing millions of dollars a year. There's different thresholds that people meet, and each threshold that you meet, you know, every new level, new devil type of thing. And so helping get the right people to surround my clients at the right time and what stage they're in to, you know, allow them to reach their goals, to move beyond what they're doing. And I intentionally designed this the way that I did for a few reasons, but as you know, as a business owner, and as your listeners know, being a business owner, there is no one that's as personally invested in your company as you are, right? There's no employee that you can hire that is going to be as personally invested in the success of your business. Right. And so by leveraging the expertise, you know, the experience of these external partners, I can then kind of use that and bring that together for my clients and use that in a way that would be impossible of bringing together an internal team and training them and getting the kinds of results that we can get for our clients that I can get by using these external partners. You know, business owners are constantly investing in themselves, their education. And so, you know, these people are spending tens of thousands of dollars a year on leveling up their skills. And I can use that. We can collaborate together and bring them business. And then at the same time, help my clients achieve their goals. Right. So that's essentially what I've kind of set out to do with Compound My Business is helping these business owners address all the different aspects of their business. And again, kind of what I said earlier, if you do everything, you do nothing, right?
Right.
And what I find is kind of a unique approach with this is, yes, I come from the finance side of things. Like my goal is to help you build the most robust, strongest, you know, retirement plan possible. But I'm not a growth expert per se. So I bring in a growth expert. You know, I'm not a budgeting and cash flow expert by means. So I leverage the experience of someone else that is an expert in that. And then we can work together and bring everything together and make sure we have a cohesive vision of what the goal is for the client. And then all partner together, work together to achieve that goal.
Love that.
Yeah.
Very cool. And I mean, when you talk about choreography so many times, you know, I think people forget that there's different levels of it. You know, there's the micro level, you know, we might be talking about the copywriting but then there might be a level up that's talking about the funnel that it's in. And then there's a level up that it's in an ecosystem of other funnels and, you know, in your core offer. And I love that what you're creating is well choreographed. And there's so many great choreographers like yourself out there in the world that are choreographing pieces of a holistic approach. And I love that you said that because it's so important. And I think people forget and don't realize, you know, that they pay big money to go to shows in Vegas. And those shows, if they weren't choreographed, if they weren't thought of from every moment, from the moment you handed in your ticket and walked to your seat, you know, and I think one of the last shows I went to in Vegas was Ka. It was one of the Cirque du Soleil shows. And literally they had it so well choreographed, from the lighting to what happened when you walk in the room and the extra little things that were going on pre-show to after the show. I mean, just everything from nuts to bolts. And it sounds like you're doing that. And it sounds like you're creating that experience for the people you work with. How can people learn more about you and get in touch?
Yeah. So I offer a complimentary consultation with any, you know, anybody that's interested in chatting. Through that, we'll look at any, you know, maybe possible hidden gaps that are kind of preventing them from kind of getting their business to where they want it to be, looking at ways to optimize their finances, and then also kind of create a crystal clear vision of what, you know, success looks like for them and kind of lay out a framework for that. And so to book that, you can just go to compoundmybusiness.com. There's a link on there. And then also, as I kind of mentioned earlier, I actually just this week finished writing a book. Unstoppable Wealth is the name. And any of your listeners, I want to, you know, you guys can go to compoundmybusiness.com/UW for Unstoppable Wealth and get a free copy of the pre-published copy, digital copy, and give that a read. That focuses on the last phase of what we do. So with Compound My Business, there's essentially kind of three phases that we go through with our clients. We look at optimizing their finances first, personal and business finances, look at growing and scaling their business, optimizing that. And then we look at securing their future with their retirement. And this book is all about that last phase, where I come from, the finance retirement realm. So those are two different ways that you can get in touch. If you want to just chat, book a call with me, or we can get you a copy of that book and hopefully level up your understanding of the wild world of retirement planning.
I love it. Well, we appreciate you being here today and joining us on our show. And before we let you go, do you have some last words of wisdom that you can share with our audience?
Yeah, I would just say, don't stop, really. Like, one of the things that it is so heartbreaking to watch people pour so much time and energy and effort into their business and then, you know, have it crumble around them because they didn't have the systems or the structure in place to like keep on going. But right. So often the success is literally just around the corner. And you know, there's this story of stopping 3 feet from gold. I've been rereading the book, Think and Grow Rich. And, sure. You know, the idea of, you know, you could be digging and then abandon the project. And literally you were a couple of feet from striking, you know, reaching your goal. So
sure.
That would be my biggest takeaway is keep learning, keep leveling up your skills, keep finding ways to improve. Surround yourself with the right people, but don't stop. You know, don't stop. Keep going.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Guys, as usual, don't forget that business choreography is what makes up your show. You might have a one-man band, a crazy circus, or a finely tuned ceremony, but no matter what, if it's working, there's choreography behind it. And if it's not, there probably isn't. Remember, it's your show, and if you don't choreograph it, it's gonna suck. So until next time, keep choreographing your business, and we'll see you on the next episode. Take care.
Thanks for joining us today.
Want more business choreography?
Check out our website at bizchoreo.com to find out more.
And find out how the choreography for your marketing, operations, and sales can raise your revenue and create more impact.
Remember, every business needs choreography.